come to the peak price. Price is an important and obvious market factor. Yes, price plays an important role these days. In fact, a very important role for a normal or a budget traveler. I already mentioned that niche traveler, luxury traveler may not look into price because they put up what they want and they are ready to pay the price, but not a budget traveler. A budget traveler focus is not the is always a price. How much I can pay, what I can buy with this price that is being offered to me. It is an absolute necessity. The right price tag is attached for each product and market. There are consumers who change their service provider or the supply chain for as much as even $4 to $5 if someone else is offering that product at $4 to $5 lesser than the other price. So price plays a very important role in your tourism product development. The appropriate price is the price that not only provides good value to the customer, but also result in a profitable sale. If you do right type of a pricing, obviously, this will add up as a growth to your profit. And some of the price-related advertisements are shown to you where they would say, this is what we are offering in our product and this is our price. And generally, this 9 is pricing factor that is picked up by many. So 999 rupees or 2999 or 3999, etc. These are the pricing factors that are being used in the advertisement, price-related thing. Price-related advertisement, this particular poster suggests focusing on price and highlighting. Travel to Bangkok at X999 something. Price has been highlighted. Price is related in the old format shown to you. Travel times and so many other things. What was used in the old format in this advertisement, please go through that. Again, example, this is an ad for a product for a group tour for Ahmedabad and Vadodara. You can look at how the price factor has been shown here. Now we pick up another P with relate to place in tourism and travel. Focus is on tourism and travel from the place element. The place where the customer buys the tourism product can vary greatly. Travel agents, tour operators are few examples of the distribution point for the tourism product. And you would have seen in the previous months, for last 1 year, the low-cost airlines have started operating from the Tier 2 cities. For example, Air India Express now flies from Surat to Bangkok. The place has been given to them. The other airports have also come up with flights going to Bangkok. Why? Because they noticed that people from that part of Gujarat were traveling all the way down to Mumbai to fly to Bangkok. So airline noticed that and they started flying out of Surat. This is just an example. And likewise, Amritsar has a flight going down to Canada. Why? Because a lot of sick people from Canada are flying not to Delhi. Earlier, they were brought to Delhi. And then from there, they were taking a domestic flight to go down to Amritsar. Now we have flight coming in from US, Canada, London, straight into Amritsar, just to meet the need of people from that Tier 2 city. And Amritsar, of course, has an important for Sikh community because of a holy place of the golden temple there. Yeah. So place plays a role in travel and tourism. Travel agent, tour operator are few examples of the distribution point of the tourism products. Their airlines also have started thinking of this. And the implementation is that your marketing effort need to take into account the various ways your customer may wish to enhance and buy the product. So with these examples that I've given you, you will be able to understand that what plays a role in developing tourism. And come to promotion, which was communication and the C that we talked about. Advertising and public relation include website and e-marketing. Website development, there are specially designed website designer who look into the search engine operation, focusing on what the customer want, and they bring in such promotional activities in developing. Sales promotion and personal selling, addressing it to X number of people according to the printed material, which is brochures. Now on online, you would find them in e-brochure format. In the distribution, you will find distributed through some of the products are sold through YouTube nowadays. A lot of direct marketing has happening from different format. Each type of age group, demographic, is looking for different type. There are senior citizens who still go and read newspaper for marketing activities, whereas Generation Z has shifted to Insta or Snapchat. All these are seen from time to time as a good promotion activities. Now we look at travel and tourism other piece. We saw product, place, price, and place as the four P's. Now we are looking at travel and tourism, the other four P's, referring to partnership, referring to packaging, referring to programming, positioning, and people. So these are the five more P's that are added to the traditional four P's that were taken into the theory. Hello, dear student, Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah once again with you. After counting on the four P's, that place, promotion, price, and product, we explore something more onto the other five P's which we just now read. So the five P's, first start focusing on partnership. And this is special reference to travel and tourism. The partnership is very important, with whom you tie up with your product and so on. So tourism industry is unique in its extensive use of partnership in marketing. Partnership can be in the form of strategic alliances or corporate efforts. So cooperative efforts refer to something which you would like to tie up and partner with so that your product, your tourism marketing and promotion gets a momentum and keep going. So to promote adventure tourism, adventure tour operator is working in association with the Global Adventure Travel and Tour Trade Association. So this is the partnership coming up. Likewise, internationally, many recognized tour operators, destination management company tie up with the tour operator, travel agent in India, so that you don't only get a good sales arm, a good marketing support, but you get tie up with brands that are known for their high quality service and product. Another element of the second P among the five P's are packaging. So tourism products and services, in reality basically, are offered in combined format as a one single purchase for the convenience of the customer in case pricing, etc. So you don't in case if you buy a package that will take care of your flight, your hotel, your city tour, your transfer, your meal or your breakfast, and entrance fee, your, sometimes they add up even the price link with the tipping. For example, gratuity, what they call in America. If you buy a cruise package, it includes many a time the gratuity, which in India we call it as a tip, is added to your package so that you don't feel to pay additionally something. You may not have that type of money available to you. So package is typically a mix of attraction, activities at a destination, combined with the various tourist services and sold at a single price in one single transaction. And that is what the packaging literally means. Most of the tour being sold highlights what the package includes and also highlights what is not included. This also comes in packaging. For example, item of personal use, anything used out of the mini fridge for your personal consumption, ironing, entrance fee, it highlights, it doesn't include in the package. And the packaging, the more you pay in advance, because when you go on a holiday, you need to look at what you have already paid. So you don't have to worry about paying them separately while you are holidaying. And that's the importance of a good packaging. Here are some examples. Some of the packages shown to you, what it includes and what it doesn't include, and people buy them. Here the money is not very important for many people. Here what important is that certain things you have paid before coming, you don't have to worry about it. For example, if you have paid for a hotel room, you would have paid for a breakfast also in most cases. So you don't have to bother that early morning you get up and go for a breakfast somewhere for which you will have to pay. A, the facility is available to you while you get up from your sleep. And B, you don't have to look at your money all the time to spend and arrange for your breakfast. This is the importance of packaging. You already paid for it and you don't have to worry about it. Transfers, city tours, guide money, hotel stay, all is paid in advance in packaging. The importance is packaging. More examples to you. Have a look at this. It also suggests what is included in the package. And mind it, my dear student, a good package is always picked up, especially for those who are traveling for the first time. A regular traveler may know where he can buy certain thing at a lower price in local market. So in that case, the traveler would only buy what he needs to buy. For example, a special price given to him by an airline, by a hotel through a tour operator or a DMC, he will pick that up. And he may not go for a city tour because he knows the place. He can always look up some other options and may not encourage to buy a total package. But most of the family travel that happens in India would always go for a good package price. The third P that we are talking is the programming. Programming special event activities enhances and enriches the tourism product and make marketing much easier. So it generates new business, encourages repeat business, increases customer spending, increases customer satisfaction and promotion of peak period, etc. So program is very important role it plays in travel and tourism. So you know that you go for a city tour and then everybody looks for something called a free time. You cannot be on a holiday, you cannot be doing things like what you do when you work. That's why you go on a holiday, for a relaxation. You don't like to go to be as active as you are while you are working in your home country. So that's the importance of a programming. You give a lot of free time to your client. This is an example of a programming from a group called Jatra. How they have done the programming. This is a product that is being sold for people going for rituals, for religious activities, and they have shown what else, well, how much you can do, what are included, what you expect to see in that programming. Somebody going on a holiday may not be. I'll give an example here of Thailand. Because of the traffic in Bangkok and load on the streets, it is not advised for a city tour that begins very much early in the morning, because streets are all jammed up with the people going to offices and work. So all streets are blocked. As such, the movement of a tourist vehicle is not easy. Same case goes for Mumbai. That's why it's always said, if you are going for certain thing, go when all traffic has reduced considerably. So programming includes all that. Likewise, a good tour operator will not encourage families to buy a package tour that begins very early in the morning, because the family means late night, children, family members, not very much comfortable to get up so early in the morning, be ready and join a tour at 6:30 or 7. So these are all the component of programming that has to be kept in mind in designing a program. And this is a program that is offered by a travel credit show called OTM, one of the famous, the most important travel show that happens in Mumbai every year faithfully for the last number of years. And OTM, which is highlighted in this brochure, is happening for the last 3 years. It's happening at Jio World Center in Bandra Kurla Complex. It used to earlier happen at Bombay Exhibition Ground, Goregaon, but now they have moved and they have found permanent ground at Jio World Trade Center. And likewise, so in that travel trade show program and the programming, you will know as to what you expect out of this programming. Some of the participants who come from outside are given hotel room, they are picked up from their hotel, they are taken to airport, they are taken for an entertainment evening, etc., etc. Another program, additional program from Jal Mahotsav in Madhya Pradesh Tourism Board. A brochure suggests to you in that, how do they program the Jal Mahotsav. See, important focus in programming is how the customer wants, what is the expectation, and how you deliver. This is quite an important thing. And this is done after a long research and survey done among the end users. This is another example of the programming. It's an additional programming. For example, if someone would like to pick up something extra other than the usual program, what can be picked up and what is being offered? This is quite important. Like after any travel trade event, there are some programs done for a fam tour, paid fam tour, where you can pick up half day city tour, full day city tour, a city tour from Mumbai to Pune, depending on how they program and who are the buyers for it. Internationally, for example, there are a lot of such things that they offer. They also arrange in programming visit to specific touristic spot, a new property opened up. Possibly they will program it to go along with that travel trade show. So many things. Then, of course, the fifth P coming here is positioning, which is in referring to finding a special place in the market for the product to differentiate it from others. And that is what is a niche marketing. Niche does not mean something expensive, something not affordable by all. Niche specifically in the travel trade refers to something different than others. That's what has been highlighted here. So positioning, the product to differentiate from others. What they say, like for example, in Hindi they say, hatke, different. So that you understand what niche means. Niche, mistakenly a lot of people niche with the word, people think niche means expensive luxury. No, something different, which is not commonly practiced. So positioning plays an important target market, working people, all they look at whom you are putting your product for. And that's your target market. That's whom you are selling it, who are your working people. This is what we look at. So all this is to highlight exactly how nicely you can position your product for the end users. And people take it on the basis of its positioning, its programming. Oh yes, this is so good for me. I buy this whole program where I am taken care of the transfer from the airport. I'm given a hotel. I'm having breakfast there. There is a dining option available within the hotel, in the outskirts of the hotel, and so on and so forth. Positioning also to get market. For example, a group only for women. This one highlights about the women group going somewhere. In the recent years, a lot of women groups are traveling on their own. This is an outcome because earlier the men folk used to find to travel with their women folk, be in a family or in a group. That was possible, but with the work pressure, the men folk don't get holiday when the women folks are on their holiday program. Their brothers, their spouses or husbands, their fathers are not available to travel with them on a holiday because of the different holiday pattern or workload, etc., etc. So a lot of women groups are traveling solo. Only women groups are going. And for them, you need to position the product in accordance with the data. And this comes now with the people. People, sell and service your product is an extremely important part of tourism marketing. Like any product that you start marketing, you need to sell it to some human being. Who are people around you? Who are people from contributing to a market growth? Part and parcel of any tourism market. So the traveling theme mentioned above, for example, ecotourism, agrotourism, adventure tourism, involves people taking help of local communities in providing these to the customer, the desired travel experience. And it speaks, agritourism or agrotourism, you will find in this agrotourism, the local people who are into agriculture, who have been living around agriculture land, getting busy with the agriculture activities. And that's called host or local community. And it has been suggested the role of local community, the care for the host or local community is an important element in ecotourism. Likewise, adventure tourism. So, example for adventure tourism, say, pick up an example of climbing onto certain mountains. Who takes your load on the back when you go down to, this is an example, when you go to Mount Everest? The Sherpas who carry them on their back. Likewise, you go for religious tourism to, say, for example, Vaishno Devi in Jammu. Who takes you with their luggage with them, or sometimes taking you on their back? The local community, the local people who are living within the vicinity of Jammu. Yes? So the role of people in giving you service, be it is in agritourism, adventure tourism, religious tourism, the contribution of the local people is quite important. And the other side, obviously, you sell your product to the people. You don't publish, promote, design, and promote to other than human beings. The customer themselves, by sharing the travel experience, when they come, as I said, they come back and they share their experience. They write on the web. There are tips and trip, and there are a lot of other websites where they welcome and encourage you to give your feedback after a travel. Not necessarily the same travel agency. There are a lot of social media people who encourage you, highlight you, that we notice you have been here. Please give some comment. Attach your picture if you would have taken there. And that is highlighted, like example, TripAdvisor. And you become a contributor to that. The people also involved in blogs, the travelers who travel around, and they are bloggers. They write about the destination. There are travel journalists who are taken by spending money to specific destination to promote. So travel, again, people play very important role. And then they access website for holiday planning. Very simple. But remember this. Website is okay for any generic type of a holiday planning. When it comes to complicated travel planning, there is the role of a travel agent, the DMC, the tour operators, the travel agency experts. There the generic exercise doesn't work. Just going on a website will give you a feedback. That's it. What about planning that? How you can plan that? You are going from A to B by flight is fine. You are staying in a hotel is fine. But what if you like to take an activity like going down 200 kilometers down there to a lake where you would like to witness a sunrise, and then you take a boat ride in that lake? All this, a good travel agent will only be able to help. So people do access website, and this is where we must bear in mind that the role of travel agent, travel advisor, travel consultant, or tourism expert will be required in the coming years and will always be required. Yes, possibly a generic may disappear who just say, go this, and this. This you can find out even through web search. So people accessing website for getting holiday tour operator, you just put up what you need and you will get an answer. Sometimes you get a quote as well through the digital media, through chatbots, through artificial intelligence. You can reach to a good price also. And you don't know whom you are writing and who is replying. This is another area of a concern in online marketing. Yes, because the access, you know you have got an access, you got a code, you have what you are looking for, but what is the authenticity? So this is another area of being careful. So people accessing website is fine, but you need to be quite sure about it. That's why people deal with a local tour operator to book an international, because you know whom you are talking to get that product. So website, I was mentioning this TripAdvisor and it came here. They said they push review from the travelers, and sometimes you are given some stars, some marks, some points. Sometimes you have got travel bloggers who are sent by spending money by the property owners, by the airlines, by hotels. A lot of tourism boards around the world invite travel bloggers, journalists whose job is to write about the destination in detail. So these are all the feedback that people give and play a very important role in travel and tourism advancement. People contest to share personal travel experiences using social media. This also is one of the very fine idea to rope in the feedback and reward them. Because if you reward them, obviously more people will contribute to that. That will bring in a result, but at the same time, it will get some appreciation and it will link with the people, would help you to promote your product further. With this, I conclude today's chapter. I'm Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. It was my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you very much for listening.